Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Today it's Thursday and I wanted to get out some information in regards to players for tonight's game and also take a look at our top 40 club and our rookies again. That's an exciting day. I really look forward to this day each and every week. Last week in our NFL games, we only had one player over the 40 mark. That was Josh Allen with 44.2 fantasy points, and taking a look at his game, he had 20 completions on 31 passes for 424 yards, 4 touchdowns. He threw 1 interception. I might add that's back-to-back weeks with the interception, and he ran the ball 5 times for 42 yards. So a really good week for Josh Allen being our number one player in the over 40 club this week. We had an additional 10 players over 30. There was nobody that really kind of surprising in that except for Geno Smith. And Geno Smith is available in many leagues, and thought I might just bring this up a little bit. If you might be looking at a person on waiver wires, in the last 3 weeks, he scored 23.9, 35.7, and 30 fantasy points. So Geno Smith is looking like a player, especially with the matchups he has coming up this week, Arizona. Then he's at the LA Chargers, New York Giants, and then at Arizona again. And all these teams are teams that have given up fairly significant points to the quarterback position. So Geno Smith, kind of a sneaky play if you can get him, is available in many fantasy leagues. Another one that's available that shows up on this over 25 part where we had 20 players, Carson Wentz, still available out there, 26.9, if you can deal with him being over all over the board, and Kirk Cousins at 25.2. So there's another one. So if you know bye weeks are coming up, you kind of want to take a look ahead, find out who's going to be the player that's going to be playing, that you might be able to sneak in and have a good and favorable matchup and take advantage of that particular situation. Rookies, interesting week for our rookies this week. So our leading rookie this week was Breece Hall, the running back for the New York Jets, with 27.7 fantasy points. And I guess it is time now to make sure that he's in your lineup each and every week. Damian Pierce, another rookie running back with Houston, 20.3 fantasy points, another player that should be in your weekly lineups. Really can't see a reason why he wouldn't be starting for your team, even in a matchup basis. Now, a newcomer to this group, Khalil Shakir, wide receiver for Buffalo, scored 16.5 points. Buffalo has been hit by some injuries. Isaiah McKenzie with a concussion that they're supposed to get him back. Jamison Crowder out for the season. So Khalil has snuck in there as a rookie and done a pretty good job. And might be somebody to take a look at because obviously he's on a really good passing team, right? He played 70% of the snaps. Not sure how that's going to look moving forward. And he goes on a bye in week 7. But somebody should be watching and should be on your list. At number 5, Alex Pierce, wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts, 16.1 fantasy points last week. He was targeted 9 times, had 8 receptions for 81 yards, and in the last three weeks, he has had 61 yards with 3 receptions, 80 yards with 4 receptions, and 81 yards with 8 receptions. A total of 15 catches on a total of 20 targets, and I mean, 222 yards. That's reasonable, right? And he's averaging right around 18 yards per catch. So I know Indianapolis's offense hasn't looked great, but I think he is a fixture in that offense now moving forward and is going to give Pittman a run for his money when it comes to targets. That's Alex Pierce, the rookie for the Indianapolis Colts. And then at number 5, we have Chris Olave coming in. He is questionable after this last week's game with an injury, 15.4 fantasy points, but very consistent the last few weeks and worthy of watching. So if he's available, if he's allowed to play this week, which I don't know if he will be because of the concussion protocol. I believe that was the injury. Last week, he only played 40% of the snaps and had 15.4 fantasy points, if that tells you what a good player Chris Olave is. Now, taking a look at our rookies as far as the season goes, total points, Breece Hall is number one at 82.8. Damian Pierce is number two at 77.9. Chris Olave at 76.9 at number three. Garrett Wilson is now number four with 63. And Drake London, number five at 62.6 fantasy points. If you look at their season average, rookies, Breece Hall's averaging 16.6. Damian Pierce, 15.6. Chris Olave, 15.4. Kenny Pickett comes in at number four at 14.2. And then Jahan Dotson holding out at number five at 13.1, even though he's been out the last couple weeks. A good stash if you can get your hands on him, because when he comes back, I think he's going to perform in that offense. So that's what I have for you for today as far as our rookies go. We're going to go in really quick and take a look at the matchup for tonight in fantasy football. We have Washington at Chicago. And taking a review and a quick look at this, Carson Wentz might be a good spot player for you in this particular matchup versus Chicago. The running back for Washington that I would be taking a look at is Brian Robinson. If you have him rostered, you might take a shot at him. If you got somebody on a bye, I think he led the team in rushes last week. I think it's only going to get better, so you want to keep an eye on him. And I really think that in this particular game, you could play Curtis Samuel or Terry McLaurin and be comfortable with them playing tonight. Both of those guys projected to score around 12 fantasy points. It could be a little higher. Chicago's defense has struggled with running games and passing games. They've not been really great. And then on the other side of the ball for Chicago, do you want to play Justin Fields? I've seen that question out there. If you have a bye, might be the week you want to play him. You can rack up yardage against Washington's defense, that is for sure. I think David Montgomery is a must-start if you have him. I think he's going to have a great game for you. And then if I have to pick one other person on this team, I'm taking a look at Darnell Mooney. If Mooney's ever going to have a good week, this is the week that's going to happen. And I believe that possibly with the buys, you might need a player like him to step up and help your fantasy team out. So that's it for this podcast. Good luck tonight. Hopefully your week gets off to a really good start. Hopefully you don't have a bunch of injuries like we've had the last few weeks, because fantasy scoring has been difficult at best, and it's not going to get any easier with all the buys coming up. So you have to plan ahead. Make sure you're looking at your rosters. Have a couple players that you can fall back on. Look at matchups specifically and see if you can grab players in the waiver wires that will help your fantasy team. But this is the time of year you have to be a manager. And if you're not managing your fantasy team, it could cost you a win that you should have. So that's it. Remember, it's only fair if you share the podcast, Sundays with Jeff Miller. Have any questions, reach out to me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com. I'll be glad to answer any questions for you. And that is it for today. Bye.